college broadens one's perspective or narrows one's focus, or maybe it just makes one blind to one's own limitations. In any case, for commentator Daniel Pinkwater, an important part of his higher education took place in darkened rooms. It was cinema that shaped the man, and as he tells it, had unforeseen consequences in his life decades later.
At Bard College, we had movies every week. I saw Nosferatu, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, Grand Illusion, Diary of a Country Priest, La Strada, Rashomon, and Seven Samurai. These films had a stunning effect on many of the young men. We all walked around trying to look like Toshiro Mifune. People wore their bathrobes and shower sandals around the campus and grunted like samurai. One kid went home and got his father's souvenir Japanese sword from the war and wound up expelled for chopping things, saplings, bushes, chairs, a desk. He did it right. He sensed the desk was sneaking up on him from behind. He spun, chop, expelled. I blame Toshiro Mifune and Akira Kurosawa for my getting bashed in the face this morning 43 years later. See, I put in a few years as a dog trainer. I was better than average at it because I blended just the right amount of Zen with the usual ein, zwei, drei training routine then practiced. It was all about anticipating the next thought the dog would have and jujitsuing it all over the place. Do not jerk the leash, grasshopper. Become the leash. Do not control the dog with the collar. Control the dog by controlling the mind. Notwithstanding, when Jill and I apprenticed in a public obedience class in New Jersey, people would drag in or be dragged in by slouching monsters that looked more like things that you'd see in a glass case at the Natural History Museum. With some of these canines, it was a matter of pitting strength against strength and hoping to wind up with the usual number of fingers. At the end of a full day of obedience work, I sometimes couldn't raise my arms to the level of my shoulders or take hold of a glass of water with one hand. Now I introduce Maxine, an adorable 7-month-old Labrador, a washout from the Guiding Eyes for the Blind program. Being a Labrador puppy, she is capable of such diversions as running directly into a wall, repeatedly, hurling herself down a flight of stairs in one jump, and knocking over anything, and as I learned today, anybody. Here's where my misspent youth watching movies in the old gym at Bard College and my arrogance in considering myself a dog hypnotizer laid me low. Off to the park we went, Maxine still sporting her lightweight ribbon-like puppy leash, and me in my floppy sandals. Maxine was bouncing as usual and interested in leaping into the arms of innocent passers-by. I was, of course, supremely confident because I was going to use Zen telepathy and settle her down as if by magic. Here's what happened as if by magic. Little Maxine turned me, twisted me, tangled me, and tripped me and sent me down hard. Luckily, my nose broke my fall. The moment I kissed the asphalt may qualify as one of sudden enlightenment. In my mind, I heard the voice of Toshiro Mifune shout, "Schmuck!" I went home and found my United States Army Canine Corps official leash, made of double-thick hide, put on an unbloody shirt and cross-trainers, and we returned to the park. "Achtung!" I said to Maxine.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.